Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And now,
it's time for
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
Hi, and welcome once again to Inside Conan, an important Pollywood podcast. Wow, we're going to leave that in.
That's never happened before.
We are your hosts. I'm Jesse Gaskell.
I'm Mike Sweeney, and we're both writers on The Conan Show at TBS.
Yes, currently, but not for long.
There's a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, there's actual news for us to report this week.
I know. The Conan Show is going to wrap up in June of next year, 2021. Mm-hmm. And then in 2022, he's launching a brand new show on HBO Max.
It's once a week instead of nightly. So a lot of the headlines sort of were tilting toward Conan leaving late night.
Right.
Which is sort of true, but also things are just going on to streaming, which is... you can watch technically anytime, but people watch late night anytime anyway.
Yeah, no, I know he was just like, well, I'm making this next move.
Yeah.
And also with streaming, like nightly shows don't work on streaming.
Right.
And so, because they've tried that.
It can't be topical.
Yeah. So the consensus was, okay, everyone's going to streaming. And so if I go to streaming, it's going to be once a week.
Mm-hmm. This announcement. And you've had to deal with this for in other years as well, but
right.
Made me realize how hard it is to when the public knows that you might be out of a job. Because I was getting texts all day yesterday,
right.
Like sympathy text, just extended family who, what does this mean for you? And just saw the big news. Wow, you must be upset.
Nothing is settled other than there's going to be a new show.
Yeah. Which, I mean, and I had only found out about it the night before the announcement came out, so there wasn't...
Right.
I didn't have additional information.
I found out about it 2 days before it came out, so I guess I win. But yeah, no, it was big, sudden news for everyone on the staff as well.
Yeah. And then it's just weird to see that all play out in national headlines.
Obviously, the last big time that happened was, you know, the Tonight Show, and then when it was announced, okay, Conan landed at TBS.
Yeah, one of the writers, Todd Levin, said his dad texted him, any leads, ? I mean, we just never escape that, I think, with our parents. They're always going to be...
Oh, God.
...worried.
I'm sure all our parents are still like, when are they going to come to their senses?
Yeah.
And go get that graduate degree.
Yes, exactly. You can move home for a while if you have to.
Right.
But, you know, maybe our new horizons to be explored, and we'll let everybody know as soon as we have more information, because we don't know any more than what has gone out there already.
Everything that's been reported is basically the latest news in its entirety right now. So,
yeah.
Conan had that funny quote in the press release about Johnny Carson back in when I first started out in 93, Johnny Carson gave me some great advice. Get to streaming as fast as you can. That's a funny quote. But you know what? I read a comment online. Someone was like, Johnny didn't say that, buddy.
Ah, yay.
Ah, you sleuth.
Oh, I love it. A truther.
I know.
Well, let's get into our interview this week.
Yes.
This interview was from pre-COVID.
Yes.
It's been sitting in... the bank.
Right.
We just knew we needed to have some money in the bank. This was it.
Yes. And it's one of my favorite people, Andrew Weinberg, who is a writer on Late Night when he eventually left, he went off to create the show Eagleheart with another Conan writer, Michael Koman.
Yeah. We didn't just interview Andrew Weinberg. We also interviewed his wife, Jossie, who also has a Conan connection. But we'll let them tell you all about it.
In their own words.
Okay, hello. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, sweet.
How are you?
Good.
We are here today with a very special guest. Two guests. Yes.
We're almost outnumbered.
Rarely. It's two against two in a battle royale.
Chicken fight.
Yes, we're being very ambitious today. We have Andrew Weinberg.
Hello. Oh. Looking at me means say something.
Not really. Yeah. I just like looking into your dreamy eyes.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Andrew is a very successful writer, and he started out his writing career on late. He's laughing. He started out on late night. And also here with him is his wife, Jossie.
Hello.
Hi. You kept your maiden name, right? Feinstein?
I did.
Okay, Jossie Feinstein. Smart move. Yeah. She's always ready.
She was thinking long term.
That's right. It's great to have Jossie here, too.
It is great.
Because you guys met at Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
That's true.
So why don't you tell us?
Late Night love story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
It didn't end in a lawsuit.
Well. We'll start with Andrew. How did you come to Late Night?
So I graduated college in 1998, and I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I liked TV.
What was your major?
Industrial and labor relations.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's right. One of the most tedious. It sounds like it would be fun, but
why? Wait, how?
Just because it involves people, you know, like.
Anything. You could say anything involves people.
Well, that's true.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to put a more boring combination of
three words. Yeah, what
do you do
with
that?
It's
one of the most boring.
Yeah. It's like labor law, collective bargaining. I should say I've been involved in two labor strikes.
Oh, cool.
And have been of no help whatsoever to anyone.
Did you ever volunteer your
Yeah, were you a WGA captain
couldn't.
Or anything?
No.
Okay.
I would not be of any help. I barely graduated. In fact, my eighth semester, I failed a 2-credit intro to computing class, which was like learning how to use Excel and stuff. I failed that. So I wasn't going to graduate. They let me walk, as they say, and pick up an empty envelope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I took a class at Rutgers after graduation.
Oh, and anyone and made can it up. Pass at Rutgers.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so you really literally had to go make up that one class.
It was a different class, but I needed, you know, two more credits.
Wow.
Well, and then you had to find a job that required absolutely no computing skills.
Right.
Yeah, or labor-related skills. So my mother worked in daytime TV. You knew this.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
You have to pretend everything's very interesting and you're hearing it for the first time.
I haven't talked about your mother since, I don't know, when 2001 probably.
Wait, I can call her.
No, is she in L.A.?
No.
Let's
get the whole family
oh,
down
boy.
Here.
I'll swap us.
But do you remember, I must have told you this, that when you called my parents' house where I was living.
In New Jersey
to offer me the job, my mom was like sick and she answered the phone and I guess was so delirious she like didn't tell me you called or something.
She thought she was getting
offered the job. She
wanted
the job, right.
Yeah.
She showed up on Monday.
So that's good Jewish mothering. Okay, so she works in TV. So when I was just sitting at home doing nothing, she was like, why don't you get an internship at a TV show? And that's how.
They don't care about your GPA.
Yeah, it's true. It's totally true.
I was waiting for you to go, oh, man, you know, I loved Late Night with Conan O'Brien. It was my passion. And it's your sick
was.
Of you being home. She's just like,
they're
I got to
both
get,
true.
I got to get him out
they
of that
both,
house.
Both forces collided.
Oh, I'm not putting. I'm not going to put those words in your mouth.
No,
I like it much better.
I had not thought of getting an internship, but it was my favorite
Interesting.
Show.
Interesting. I only wanted an internship
really?
On Conan. Yes.
Oh, Joss.
Well, so wait, were there other internships then that you almost got?
No, she said, my mom was like, what is...
This was your only option.
She was like, what show, if you could get an internship on a TV show, where do you want to go? And I said, Conan, because it was my favorite show. And so I called information and got the NBC switchboard. They patched me through to old Ronnie Mata.
He was our desk guy, yes, receptionist.
Right. Yes.
And he hired interns.
Yes. And so he said they were hiring interns. Oh. I went in. I met with Hallie Saffron and Teresa O'Neill.
Those names. Yes, yes, I remember.
They
yes.
were the researchers. I got the job as a research assistant because I could be there 5 days a week.
So you were a research intern.
A research intern.
Sounds exciting.
It was fun because so what I did was like looked up articles on the upcoming guests and then like kind of went through them and gave them to the researchers who would look through them more and give them to the segment producers. But I got to do like real-ish stuff. Okay, you remember Buried in the Back Pages?
Yeah, that was,
okay, that was a desk piece where there was a headline on the newspaper that was ostensibly made funny by a second headline.
On the back page.
The back. So the one I remember is the front headline was NASA reports record high tides. And then the back one was Pavarotti goes hang gliding.
Oh, man.
Cool.
If a writer hears this and wants to claim that joke, I'd love right. to know who wrote it.
Oh.
Anyway.
But you verified.
So Groff liked to
John Groff
liked to have like actual copy under the headlines in case it was up for a long time.
Yeah.
And people read it.
It's a little Easter egg for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to write those.
Oh.
And then...
That's great.
There was the famous Lewinsky interview with Barbara Walters, right? It's mm-hmm. Barbara Walters. So I stayed late and I transcribed that. So I got to do things like that that he was appreciative of. And then he said I could make a submission.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's wow. where I was going with
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But so he saw something. He saw potential in you, I guess.
I guess that I was, like, capable of doing something. I don't know that he thought I was funny. I tried not to be funny, as I still do now. No, I remembered I didn't want to be, like, I'm going to be the funny intern and get right. noticed.
Yeah.
No,
that's
never,
not a good strategy.
It never goes well.
No.
And so, Jossie, you were an intern as well.
Yes. So, because I'm not very smart, my parents had to pay like a Ivy or not an Ivy League, but like a middle range liberal arts college to take me. And then I went abroad, and I went abroad with Andy Richter's sister, Katie.
Oh, wow.
So when I went to NYU, her and I were friends, and she talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
She sent him a page.
Yeah. So when I met Ron Mata, I was like, in.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow, what an in.
She yeah. knew she was
Andy's sister. That's better than knowing Andy.
Yeah. Well, then I had
she
to
wields
introduce
much more
my,
power.
Then I had to introduce myself to Andy and be like, by the way, I used your name.
I was in
Where
Brussels
did you study
with
abroad?
Your sister.
Yeah. South, Central and South America.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
What scene?
Whoa, you really did.
I retained a lot. Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Peru, Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay.
Wow.
Fun.
So you broke the ice with Andy by showing him photos of your trip to Chile and Argentina.
Not at all.
No.
We were just friends.
You mean Andy Richter? Or me.
Oh, yeah.
No, you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is
Andrew.
Funny.
I'm sorry, Andrew.
Yeah, I figured you were looking at
yeah.
him.
Yes.
No.
How did you break the ice with Andy Richter?
That's another podcast.
Yeah, we were friends and we hung
Without
out.
Without benefits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you
Straight
just saw
up.
Each other
Oh, sorry, I'll sit
every day.
He didn't even have a cell phone. No, I only was there 2 days a week.
Oh.
Yeah, this is pre-cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had an Earthlink email.
Pre-cell phone. Yeah. It's a miracle you two met.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we met
without emojis?
We met in person.
Oh. Well, there were only a few thousand humans on the planet.
And you're related to most of them.
Yeah.
And each other.
Yeah.
So we are.
Our tribes got along. Yeah. So we were friends. And then I asked her to go to my sister's birthday party with me. And that was our first date.
Oh. Classic move.
Classic.
Sibling birthday party.
And sheer laziness. Here we are.
Were you guys, were you dating out in the open or was it like, better? Back then, who?
Like, I was right? Actually, I was very like, I don't want jokes about us like humping on the conference room table, which we never did because you guys ate there and like
we
that
did.
Would
we
have
had
been
dinner
disgusting.
There every night.
And we never, but like, I was very, I don't know. I just, and I don't think anyone would have cared. No one was looking at us.
I remember I remember you did tell me that when you told Andy Richter, he was like disappointed.
Oh.
It was me and not someone else.
Not Lonnie. He goes, you're Lonnie. Not, he's like, I thought you were dating Lonnie.
Oh, Lonnie.
Yeah.
That's right. Was Lonnie an intern?
Yes, with us.
And Lonnie.
And Rose.
Was on 30 Rock.
Yes.
Yes. I forget his character's name.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, I want to say.
I don't know. Yeah. He's one of the writers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Roey was an intern.
Oh, and Roey, who was music director on the show at the end.
Yes.
Well, so then you became a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I think Groff asked you to submit.
Yes.
And then Jonathan Groff left.
He hired me. Like, the interview with Conan was with him.
Okay.
So wait, I don't know. Did you hire me or was I?
I think I officially hired you, but he had just, Jonathan had just
he
left.
He had forced it on you.
No. I took over.
You got grandfathered.
I was
And he had a small group of people he really liked, and he really liked you a lot. And yours, you had the funniest submission.
Oh.
So it was pretty straightforward.
Oh, pretty straightforward.
It was.
Yeah.
So
no, that was amazing.
So you started as a writer in the fall of 2000.
Yes, right after some Olympics, the 2000 Summer Olympics.
Ah, okay.
And is this the only time that's ever worked out that way, where an intern became a writer?
The only other writer who was an intern was Andy Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, and then I drove out to your house in New Jersey because your mother wouldn't give you the message and offered you the job.
Yes.
And
she just wanted you to stay home with her forever.
Who knows? I don't want to get into what.
Do you have like a favorite memory of late night and a least favorite? Favorite thing you did or wrote?
Do you remember when I was an intern and we went to Newark to do a late night Central Time Zone countdown
with Brian McCann?
Yes, running like naked in the street.
You were an intern then?
Yeah, I like drove you out there.
Oh, cool!
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So let's see. What were my
so your favorite time was before you were a writer?
Yeah, that was just downhill from there.
Once you're a writer,
one of my favorite. On the show quite a bit.
Not like real. I not a performer by any stretch.
Level,
I would like if there was something I didn't consider real acting and I could get money for doing it, I would do it. But like really almost anything with lines, I'd be like, no, can't even be like just the guy who says like, hey, watch it.
Well, that's not true.
That sounded pretty natural to me.
You played Paris Hilton and you had to say
And Britney Spears.
And Anna Nicole. Was I Paris? Oh. I guess. Probably.
Yes. You played.
That was just because.
You were typecast.
You did a lot of drag.
No, it was because Anna Nicole had that show and the first episode premiered. And the next day I asked if anyone had watched it and no one had. So I had to do
welcome.
An impression of her. And then
you were immediately cast.
Yes. I didn't mind doing that.
Looks great. No, I think you did enjoy being in heels because you did have great legs. I mean, you probably still do.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
One of my favorite memories is being raised to the rafters as the Brokaw impersonator.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yes, you were. You do a good Tom Brokaw.
I do. That's true, Mike. That wasn't it.
No, of course not. So
I was just being polite. Like, oh God!
No, it's not that deep. You'll only do that for money.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You're smart. Very.
That was like the low res free sample.
Yeah. So Brokaw was standing down. He retired.
Yeah, retired. And so the bit was that the office was retiring their like resident Brokaw impersonator. And so we flew out the Foy brothers.
The Foy brothers, who they travel all over the world. Their whole job is rigging for people to get hoisted up.
Like into, in harnesses and
like
wires.
Like on Broadway, like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
So they're the only, they have the market cornered.
Like, they call
monopoly.
Like the verb of doing that is like foying.
Yes.
Flew them out from Vegas.
Right.
Set me up. Just imagine like at least an hour of them setting up wires and stuff. I get in it in rehearsal. They hoist me up. I say, like, so long, everybody.
Again, so not like the actual.
Yeah, again.
That was better.
Not the actual.
And
impression.
So I'm way up high, and, like, Conan and Jeff and Mike and everyone's looking up at me. And immediately, like, all right, what else is there? And then, like, they just quiet. No, I stayed there.
No, but Conan moved on. To,
yeah,
like,
moved on.
What
like,
else can we rehearse?
Yes, that's not going to happen. Yeah. What else is there?
Yeah.
And I'm just left dangling.
And you knew you were cut.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the Foys had already left.
Yeah, so then they finally let me down.
So the Foys only bring you up. They don't actually. It's a different group that brings
us. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those
they're
are Corbett
notoriously
brothers.
Bad at lowering people.
It's a real union gig.
Yeah.
You were up there a long time.
I was. Like the whole rehearsal.
I think.
I love that you're like rattling off all this stuff. You're like, there was this other time.
Well, no, I was going to say all my like favorite memories were abject failures.
Yes. Well, those are the best.
Yes.
I remember Conan literally prolonging rehearsal just to keep you up there. And you're like,
absolutely.
I think you started clearing your voice.
I used to love the exaggerated crossing off of beats on the rehearsal list and how his jokes about making a rut in the desk from all his crossing out.
Yeah, we'd have a rehearsal sheet on Conan's desk. So it'd be like, oh, these are the five different pieces we're rehearsing. So yeah, he would just
rip through the paper
and just reach for a pencil methodically and spend 5 minutes going through the one line.
Ouch.
Oh,
it was fun.
And you're right, the writer's right there.
I was doing it for you,
for
your benefit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else? Oh, when I had the idea that, so it's based on the phrase March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
Right.
So it's like checking in like on March 15th, like on the progress. And then they unveil this like mutant lion lamb thing. And I made like Deb Shaw and all them, like,
our wardrobe.
Do so much work. Like, no, still not perfect. Like,
with prosthetics.
Yeah, just yeah. Like, yeah, it was probably really expensive. And then, yeah, curtains open, nope. And then just dumpster time immediately.
Oh. At least you didn't raise it up to the rafters. The poison. I remembered a character you played. That was one of my favorite characters. It was Chewbacca stuck in a glory hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That yeah, was me. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Which side of it did we see?
You see his.
That would be great if it was just the
reverse.
The hairy phallus.
Yeah.
But no, you got to see.
And just his feet underneath. Damn it. That's even better. Yeah, it was just me. It was the had a.
Hey, don't be modest. Just me.
All me. No one else. I carried that show. They had a, you know, stall metal wall on one of the the wheelie through things, platforms.
And you're banging away trying to get
these
out.
Platforms. Someone like invented this kind of platform to be towed through a studio.
And we couldn't say glory. That really? We'd have a fight every time.
Oh.
Wait.
With
the network?
Standards.
Oh, my God.
But so hole? It was beeped. Hole was fine.
You
and
can't
Chewbacca.
Say glory hole?
Maybe now you can. This was a different world.
Yeah. You have to understand.
That's
this
homophobic.
Different time.
Yes, glory holes were looked down on back then.
Yeah.
Now they're praised
of course.
In public schools.
And now they're all different heights.
Sizes. Yeah.
For your convenience.
Now, like, yeah. Good
there's
luck
one in
a job
both genders of bathrooms.
Exactly. Both genders.
All gender has many.
You don't want to height discriminate, so nope. Everyone's everyone can use one now. Well, I always remember the one thing I felt bad about was you and another writer, Michael Komen, right from the start, were the guys who had to screen Walker Texas Ranger to find clips for the Walker Texas Ranger lever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first few times it's like, oh, my God, you're probably like, we get out of the writer's meeting. We just get to watch really bad television show. Mm-hmm. And
maybe you find the clip early on, but then you just keep watching.
That would be smart. After a
all
while.
The clips came in the first 90 seconds of the episode.
It was an endless. It was like a fruit tree that just kept.
Yeah.
Every time you shook it more. Yeah. Unbelievable. And I remember we did it a long time and
yes.
You two were the experts. Like, no one else
you
could
try to farm it out. It just no one else had the touch.
How did that come about? That piece?
I remember I'd watched a few Walkers. It was on TV. It was a primetime show on CBS. And I remember watching it one Friday night and being stunned at how
stunning show.
I thought it was. It looked like it was an import from Eastern Europe somewhere. It was so awful at all in the best ways possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like a few months later, they announced that I think the USA Network, which was owned by NBC, was going to show them. Ooh. So the initial thought.
So that was the pretext.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, Conan could announce Texas Ranger. And then was it your idea?
Komen's.
Oh, Komen's to show clips?
Clips, yeah. And then
Conan said, let's add
the
lever visual.
Mm. And someone else had the idea to make me also watch clips.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But there were some great ones.
Oh, boy. But then after a couple, like it went on past a year.
Yeah.
And then you guys would come to me and go, knock it off. Like you wanted to quit. It was just like, please stop it. I was like, okay, never.
Yeah.
And then we'd have a vacation, like we'd have time off. And the whole time Conan was off from work, people would be like, more Walker. We need more Walker.
It's the only thing they complimented him on.
Yes. So he'd come in Monday and be like, we need more Walker clips.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to go to you guys. And you're like, fuck you. There aren't any. But then.
But then there were.
Like an endless.
And the best one of all was, I remember being towards the end of us doing it.
The greatest
one?
The AIDS one.
Oh, wow.
The Haley Joel one.
With Haley Joel Osment saying,
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Like, wait, you don't even hear it from your doctor, from your physician, Walker?
I imagine Walker
tells a 6-year-old kid he has AIDS. Oh, it is a classic.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's online.
Yes.
A lot of them are online.
Imagine if we hadn't gotten to that. I don't know. I hate to think about the world we'd be living
right.
in.
Right. Guy who stops digging for gold. Gold is like another centimeter.
It really would be a different world.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Then all the actors from that show were going to sue because we're paying them residuals.
Sure.
And Jeff Ross is like, we can't do them anymore. You know, we're going to get sued. And everyone's like, please it would be so great to get sued over that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, plus they'd have to prove that they're actors, which I have visual proof to refute that. But
we need to see scripts.
But we stopped. But the result of that, mm-hmm. I think all that work you did is you and that Michael Coman guy created your own show.
Yes.
Called Eagleheart.
Eagleheart.
Yeah.
It started out as a kind of a parody.
Yeah. Well, it was like
Walker, Texas Ranger.
It was like Larry Sanders with a Walker show where like you'd see like a minute of this fake show and then the rest of it was behind the scenes with like the real Chuck Norris guy and
right,
all the real
right.
people. Yeah. And Adult Swim bought it and we shot that pilot. And they're like, yeah, we just want the fake show. Don't want any of the actual premise that we bought.
Bait and switch.
Yeah.
And Chris Elliott starred in it.
Yeah.
It was a really funny show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very funny.
No. I did want to ask, Jossie, what did you go on to do after your Conan internship?
Many mistakes.
Marriage.
I can't even begin. No, I went into like the talk show world and then I went into like TLC, Food Network. Mm-hmm. Then I had kids. Now I'm dabbling in like writing. Well, I mean, I'm writing and I use a camera. Not on my cell phone.
Do you two ever collaborate on anything?
We did once.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Yeah, it feels like you've just met. You're meeting here on this podcast.
I mean, we collaborated on Three Kids.
Yeah.
Cut that.
You left Conan when the Tonight Show.
Yes, because we shot the Eagleheart pilot during the Tonight Show.
Right.
And then Adult Swim.
Oh, so you had a safety raft.
Yeah, that was what was weird.
You're the one who pulled the plug on the Tonight Show because you knew you had Eagleheart.
Yeah, but that came from way up top. NBC brass.
Oh, yeah.
We do need to wrap up. We always like to ask our guests if there's one piece of advice you'd give to someone who wants to do what you do.
Well, I feel like it's changed now. Like what I did wouldn't get now you have to be like,
you mean calling information and asking
getting an internship and being like, hey, can I make a submission? Yes, you can. even interns being able to make submissions, they stopped doing that. All submissions had to come through an agent. So interns would ask for advice and I'd be like, well, now you have to get your submission has to come through an agent. And I honestly don't know how you get an agent without first having a job. So
right. I mean, there are probably exceptions.
That's how I try to keep the next generation out of the business.
Right. No, but I'm in the midst of getting a manager to represent me for writing. And like, I swear I had to sell her on why a 43-year-old is just as good as a 23-year-old.
Better in many ways.
And split my pants and it was awful. Yeah.
I guess a lot of kids think they should get into study communications or writing or filmmaking. I guess my advice would be to just learn things and to have a point of view on things. You don't need to know how the broadcast business model works.
Mm-hmm. No one knows that.
Where do you learn that?
Probably in communications.
No, I took communications through college and my master's. Well,
I took a Comm 101 and that's where I learned that
that
broadcasters are in the business of selling an audience to advertisers.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Probably better to not worry too much about that when you're putting a submission
Don't
together.
Study industrial and labor relations. That's right, not right. going to help you.
But it worked out for you.
Yeah, it did work out. But I wish I had just studied like history or English or something.
Just learn about the world.
Learn about things that then make you think about other things. And that's
you heard it here first.
Yeah,
that's right.
So the key is things.
Things is key.
Yeah.
No, that is good advice. Is
because
like you always hear about people want to be directors or go into and you know it's like I have to go to film school and it's a lot of successful people who do that are like no just have a broad general education and you can learn all that stuff after you're out of school.
Well, when you're actually writing something, it's you don't want it to just be about the process of writing.
Right,
it
right.
It should be about other things that are relatable to other people.
Don't write about writing.
No.
No. Or filmmaking.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
At least if you want me to watch it.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that was our interview with Andrew Weinberg and Jossie. Thank you, Andrew and Jossie.
Yes, recorded back in ancient times, February 2020.
Yes, prehistoric.
So, you know, before the interview, we were talking about the big news this week and how Conan's going to be starting a new show on HBO Max and will be winding up the show on TBS without returning to our old studio at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And we abandoned Warner Brothers in March, the way everyone abandoned their workplace.
We did, but we just left. I want to go back to see it because it probably looks like we were raptured or something. Like we just left, kettles on the stove. I mean, it was like we just left and we all thought we were going to be gone for a couple of weeks.
I feel like Jordan's been there the whole time, Jordan Schlansky. But other than that, and he's probably taken over the entire floor.
Yeah, he's filled the whole studio with tchotchkes.
That is weird because we were talking about how we all thought, oh, we'll be gone a few weeks, but we'll be back by April.
Yeah, people left their plants.
Yeah.
Someone said they went and that there was milk in the fridge from March.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there were, you know, bags of chips that were like half open and then clipped with a chip clip. Like, we really...
10 interns, they forgot to tell they could go home.
Oh, I know. They've been there the whole time.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I am going to miss being a part of the lot because I think that that's a really cool feeling to, I don't know, just it's like, this is where television is made.
That was a really cool place to go every day just because it had such a storied history.
Yeah, it's the water towers. It's the beginning of the Animaniacs.
And just like there's a plaque on each, like we were in stage 15, there's a plaque of every movie and television show that was shot there since 1929 or 27.
So it'll be like ER was here. Yeah.
Yeah. Casablanca and The Old Man and the Sea and just incredible. The Goonies. Holy cow, I buried the lead.
Was that in our studio? Now I can't remember.
It was actually. Well, a lot of them, you'll see the like, something like the Goonies or Casablanca on three or four plaques. And I guess they would just maybe spread the sets around or I don't know. I guess it varied from film to film.
Yeah.
We'd drive through the gate that you'd see at the end of Blazing Saddles where they crash into a studio. That's the entrance to Warner Brothers. You know, it's just very Hollywood.
Yeah, it's always the studio you see when there's like a breaking the fourth wall moment in a movie.
Hail Caesar was shot there.
Mm-hmm.
The Pink Floyd cover.
Wish You Were Here.
That's for all you older listeners.
The Gilmore Girls. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to miss it.
Yep, I'm going to miss it too. It was great. All right, that's our episode for this week.
We love to hear from you, our listeners. So if you have questions for us about what our future holds, we can't answer them. But if you have questions about anything else, you can email us at insideconanpod@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail, 323-209-5303.
So thank you all for listening.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye. We like you.
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, is hosted by Mike Sweeney and me, Jesse Gaskell.
Produced by Jen Samples.
Engineered and mixed by Will Becton.
Supervising producers are Kevin Bartelt and Aaron Blair.
Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco.
And Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf.
Thanks to Jimmy Vivino for our theme music and interstitials.
You can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
And of course, please subscribe and tell a friend to listen to Inside Conan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform you like best.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.